Hi, I'm Brian Hart.
I'm Karen Holman.
And you're listening to
Cool Sheets.
In the coming half hour, you'll hear all about 10 things that we're currently enjoying and using in our lives.
Each of us has exactly 2 minutes to dive in and tell you about one of the things we've chosen.
It might be a book, an app, a gadget, a place, anything goes.
At the end of our 2 minutes, boom, time's up, and we go back and forth until we've shared 10 cool sheets with you.
Cool Sheets is all about fun, interesting, and or useful things to enhance your life.
We broadcast from our studios in Salem, Oregon on KMUZ Turner, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, or streaming online at kmuz.org every Sunday from 9 to 9:30 a.m.
Our website, coolsheets.cool, yes, that's coolsheets.cool, has info about all the cool sheets that we list every week if you want to find out more details about them.
You can also interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Here we go with this week's Cool Sheets. Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Holman.
I'm Brian Hart.
Whoa.
We're coming in hot today.
We are. Boom, boom, boom. All right. It looks like I get to go first today.
Cool.
And I'm going to start out with a science thingy because I love science. This is the National Science Foundation's 2026 Idea Machine. That doesn't sound right. 2026. That seems so far from now, but that's because they're looking into the future. Okay, so this was a competition sponsored by the National Science Foundation to help set the United States agenda for fundamental research in science and engineering. And this is so important because fundamental research a lot of times just gets put by the wayside because people get excited about the sexier stuff, the applications and the tangibles that they can see. But we have to remember that all those tangibles and technology all comes from the foundations, from this fundamental scientific research. And so what they did with this competition is that they put it out there to scientists nationwide, hey, make a video and write a short blurb, short-ish blurb. You have to be able to describe a little bit about it to go along with it. And then we are going to post this on our website, on the NSF website. And then anyone in the public can go and they can watch these videos and they can read what you're saying is you think is the most important thing. And then essentially the public can make comments. And so this is the National Science Foundation's way of reaching out to the public, getting that public comment and just kind of seeing what are people interested in. And this is so much fun to watch if you are at all interested in what scientists are thinking about and having them really explain it on in layman's terms where everyone can understand. And they do a great job. I've watched some of these videos. So, for example, one of them is called A World Without Waste. And they talk about waste from a point of view that I've never thought about. And then they propose, hey, these are some things that we can study to do. This is why it's different. This is why it's important. And it's just awesome. So if you're interested in science and what could happen in the future by 2026, then check out the NSF 2026 Idea Machine.
Cool. I like science. I like the future. So I should probably check this out.
Those two things together. Oh, and you like videos.
I like videos.
Uh-huh. There is reading. Meh. But there's videos.
I like videos. No, I kind of like reading. I just don't do it that often anymore. I need to fix that. Okay. Yeah. All right. My first cool sheet is a website, and it is called generative.fm. And this site is a collection of generative music pieces, which can be listened to. So the term generative music, they're going to make me keep saying it, describes music which changes continuously, and it's created by a system. So these systems often generate music for as long as one is willing to listen. So it's so cool. You go to this website and it shows these little squares and their different patterns and colors and designs. And each one is a title of a song. You click on it and it plays this ambient music, this kind of this background where you can still do stuff and it's just kind of this music going on, but it will play indefinitely because it's this algorithm or AI or whatever that he uses. So he sets this up, this guy sets this up, but it can go forever. And it's just really cool. I've never seen anything like it. There's 27 different tracks now, and he keeps adding to them as well, which is great. And they have cool names like Quarter Eyes, Expand, Collapse, Neuroplasticity, Peace, Enough, Awash, Drones, and Drones 2, Return to Form, Butterfingers, which I love. I just love this music. I love ambient music. I think both of us have talked about this before, but I thought it was a really cool resource because it just has these kind of infinite tracks. And I was fascinated by how it was produced. And he does have a blog post that perhaps I haven't read yet because, you know, reading. There's not a video of it or else I could tell you all about it. But, you know, it might go further into how he kind of made these, and I would love to actually truly read it and take a deeper dive. But I just love these music. So check it out, Jarent. Check it out on our website.
Music.
Yeah.
I like music.
Oh, that's funny.
So is a track different each time you listen to it? Does it?
No, it'll be the same track over and over.
Okay.
But you know, and I guess it kind of starts over, which is nice because there is some familiar components to it. If you want to say, you know, oh, I really like that one track, it will start the same and then it kind of goes on and on. And it keeps track. It tells you how long you've listened to each track, like, oh, a few seconds, an hour, 3 hours, and things like that. So it does have a little bit of data, but it's not different every time. It does start at a beginning, but it goes forever, which is really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I will check it out. Okay, my next cool sheet. Brian, you'll like this. It's a video. This video made me laugh so hard. It's so awesome. It's called Comedians Mock Wrestling Bloopers. So first off, if you're watching, and this is all hearkening back to 80s, 90s worldwide wrestling. And so first off, that just in itself is funny. So you have that. And then you have bloopers. And it's like, well, what would a blooper even be in this? And then not only that, but you have these guys like Bill Burr and Patrice O'Neill watching it. And then in that kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000 style, they're in the background, like commenting on it. So you combine all those together and it's so much fun to watch. And it's short. I think it's only 10, 11 minutes long. This particular one. And so it's just great. We have, you know, these tough guys stumbling over words. One of them, like, makes this really crazy. You just have to see this mistake he makes with what he says. And but I think best of all was the debut. It was the debut of this guy called the Shockmaster. His name is Fred Ottman, I found out later. But in any case, his debut, it was all on live television with a live audience, and it was pay-per-view. So there are people who are like, oh my God, I want to see the debut of the Shockmaster. There's been all this hype around it. And it is now touted as the worst debut in wrestling history. It did put Fred Ottman back a little bit, I guess, in his career. He was with Hulk Hogan, and then he was going to be the Shockmaster, and it was going to be this great thing. And his debut is so classic. The helmet is so classic. You have to watch this video. Again, this is Comedians Mock Wrestling Bloopers.
Shoo, shoo. When you said tough guy stumbling over words, I thought you were talking about me for a second. You know, describes me to a T.
Exactly.
The stumbling over words part anyway.
But you're not flexing your pecs right now, though.
That's true. I try to wait until at least 10 in the morning before I start my pec flexing routine. It scares the children. I do love wrestling, though. Gosh, I grew up with it, and it was just such a part of my life growing up. And then I had this like flashback in my early 20s where I started watching it again with some of my friends at the time, and it was I was much more aware. I always knew it was fake, of course, but I think it's fake. Maybe it's not. They say it's not, though, if you ask the wrestlers. Anyway,
right.
To be totally true, though, it is definitely a sport, and these wrestlers do have a ton of athletic ability. The moves that they do to pull them off
something.
To make it safe mm-hmm. is a sport in itself.
True.
But I accepted that it was kind of this grown-up soap opera, and so we enjoyed it for that, for what it was. But I can't wait to watch this video.
Since
it's a video, I can do it. And see the bloopers and things. Oh my gosh, it's gonna take me back. I'm sure I'm gonna love it. And what was that guy's name? Slashmaster?
The Shockmaster.
The Shockmaster.
Yeah. So what ended up happening?
What a great name. How'd he fail?
Their idea was he was going to be like this big thing that came in, which then seeing him, I'm like, really? They really thought that? But anyway, but then when his debut happened, as it happened, they actually had to immediately change his whole thing. And so then he became the Bumbler in the whole WWF. And his whole
so
persona.
Funny. I do not remember this guy. Maybe when I watch it,
when you watch it, you will know whether you've seen it before.
Him. Yeah.
There is his helmet. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I kind of want to just pause and go watch that. We have extra time today. Let's just throw that up. Okay. But alas, I will go to my second cool sheet, which is an Instagram account. And this is called The Happy Broadcast. And it is by Mauro Gatti. I hope I said his name right or close. So Mauro was fed up with the bad news everywhere, much like myself. There's just tons of bad news all of the time. And he kind of created this Instagram account and website to think about the good things that are going on, which I love. I've talked about, I think, the Happy Podcast, and they do similar things, and I get the good news. I don't know if I've talked about that on Cool Sheets yet, but I'm getting more news outlets that are all focusing on the good stuff, and this is one of them, and I just love it. So he wanted to, he called it to create something positive as an anti-venom to the rhetoric that's going wrong. So I love that, the anti-venom. I love that idea. And so he shares these pictures, so he illustrates them. I believe it that he does the illustration, and it's this cool little graphic that I'm showing Karen now. And this one is a happy tree that's throwing up its graduation. It has its little diploma, and it says that the Philippines passes a bill requiring all graduate students to plant 10 trees before they can graduate, which is so cool. And it's a really fun thing. And what is also really unique about this Instagram page is that he has each post. So the first one's in English, but then if you scroll to the right, it's in different languages. I think up to 5 different languages for each post. So it's really cool. It's international, and a lot of it's international news, which is really great. You can go, usually have a link to in his bio for more information at that particular, for that post, or you can go to the website and get the archive that way. It has some really good ones, but I'm out of time. Definitely check out the Happy Broadcast.
That's so awesome. What if they planted 9? What would happen?
They don't graduate.
Oh, man.
Which is, you know.
Yeah. You got to get those 10.
You got to do 10.
Or just go for it and do 20.
Yeah, do 20. Maybe you'll graduate with extra credit. I don't know. Maybe you'll get a job planting trees.
Yes. Yes.
Also a win.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Each one of these posts could be a cool sheet. In fact, you might see one on my next cool sheet that I got from this Instagram account. But as I was looking through them this morning, as I was rushing, that's why I was running a little late into the station here, I was just like, oh, that could be a cool sheet. Oh, that's a cool sheet. So you might see just a ton of cool sheets in the future from this one Instagram account. So great, great
That's source. Awesome. Yeah, actually, my next cool sheet might be the same kind of deal. But I'm going to show you. So this is a picture of the Shockmaster.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Right after
I
his
see
debut.
This.
It's So this is 90s VHS, so it's a little bit blurry, but I think you can tell what his.
Oh, wow. Helmet. Should I describe this for our radio viewers, or should they just check it out on the website? Oh, how could this guy. I've got to describe it. I'm looking at this not super fit, but big person with a poofy black velvety or silky vest that I must have been custom made. It is a real piece of work. And he has, to top it off, well, he has this really interesting belt buckle, kind of glittery. I don't know. Maybe it's just the artifacting of the VHS. Acid wash jeans. Very, very clutch for the 80s. He was definitely in fashion. But to top it off, this helmet is a silver, sparkly stormtrooper helmet. And it seems like he's got a really tiny head compared to his body.
I know.
I don't know if it's the helmet or the vest or all of it, but whoa, yeah, how is he not a big deal?
I know. And what
it is like, it doesn't look real.
No, and what's so funny is they took a stormtrooper helmet, covered it in silver glitter, and that's it. Like, they didn't even try to conceal that it was a stormtrooper helmet.
And they embraced that it's just that. And
that's it.
I don't know how he sees. I don't know. Wonder he probably ran into everything. How he was supposed to be the next dominant wrestler. Oh, boy. Man, I love wrestling in the 80s.
Yes.
And all of the above.
Yes.
I cannot wait to watch that.
Yes.
Should I wonder, there's got to be like a whole archive of you, YouTube Shockmaster, of like all kinds of various. I bet you could really go down the rabbit
hole. I did, yes. I did Google Shockmaster wrestler or whatever. And this, there's a whole bunch of videos. Of course, the first ones that show up are his debut.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's what he is most famous for.
He's most famous for his.
Yeah.
His awesome.
But, I mean, now I want to see him in the ring.
Yeah, I want to see what he's got. What's his finishing move,
yeah.
I wonder?
I know.
I mean, we need to know these things.
I think we should just stop the show right now. I mean, really, we've done enough. We can go watch these
videos. I don't know how you can possibly top the glittery stormtrooper helmet.
I know.
On this gigantic body and this little peanut helmet.
Why did I choose to have that as my second
That should have
cool
been your
sheet?
Fifth, for sure, the grand slam.
The finale. I wasn't sure if we'd get to it, though. So.
It's true. Sometimes you got to go right for the gold or the silver in this case.
Okay.
All right. Is it my turn? I don't know. Where are we? What day is it? I think it's my turn.
It's not.
It's not.
You just finished.
Oh. That's right. Although, that was another cool sheet.
Exactly.
It's like a twofer. The helmet. Also a cool sheet. The vest, another cool sheet. His tiny head, a cool sheet.
That means I'm done.
Like, how
Those
does it
five.
Even happen? How does his head stay up there?
I do not know. I don't know.
I didn't see a neck with this guy, just this tiny head. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is it my turn yet?
Okay. All right. Pull it together. Woo. I can't top it, but I'm just going to go. I'm going to talk about website. And speaking of, you were just talking about the Instagram account. You'll get a bunch more out of it. Same thing here. This website is called Seeker. And I can't believe we haven't talked about it yet. And I actually searched on Cool Sheets to make sure, because I thought for sure Brian's done it. And you haven't done it, but we have had one person, a guest, talk about a video that was on Seeker. And it was Victoria. She talked about this Mars lander investigating Mars quakes, and it came from there. So I want to tell everyone about just this website in general and all these videos they have. This is amazing, and everything goes on here. There's definitely a heavy slant towards science and technology, but they also have brain stuff, health stuff. culture things. And when they put culture, and I think one thing, what they mean is more like archaeology and how people migrated to North America and stuff like that. So in any case, and another thing they have is there's a whole series of surf, how to surf videos. So it does get into more just like fun things. So they have videos on, for example, running electricity through toxic pipes could actually help remove the toxins. And so this technology that is like mind-blowing. New plastics was super exciting to watch about. I watched about that and got the chemistry there is awesome. Things about traveling to the south pole of the moon. I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently there's an Indian group and NASA's thinking about doing it, going to the South Pole of the moon. I had no idea. Things about Easter Island. It is limitless. These video articles, they're short, they're exciting. And like I said, there's these 360 degrees surfing lessons and all sorts of cool stuff. Seeker.com.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I feel like I've seen that, but then I started looking into the website and it doesn't look familiar, but it does not surprise me that Victoria was the one that, mm-hmm. that did pull a resource from here. Gosh, I miss her so much. She was such a resource of knowledge and websites. So many of my cool sheets have come from things, life events of things that I have done have been things that she has introduced me to. Gosh, dang
it. That's awesome.
I miss her so much. Yeah. Because all of these things. That's so cool that you found it. It looks like they have podcasts too.
Yes, and their podcasts. I just started listening to their podcasts, and those are great too.
They have two different ones.
Those just might end up being cool sheets.
They should be. They look hilarious and awesome. Wow, very, very cool. Ah, boy. Well, you topped it. You topped the silver helmet.
Whoa, I did it!
In a totally different way, but yeah, that was great. Cool. Okay, well, my next cool sheet can top either of those, but I'm going to go for it anyway. And this is, like I said, one of the Instagram posts from the Happiness broadcast or the Happy broadcast. This one really caught my eye. It was a 7-mile bee corridor of vibrant wildflowers is being planted to encourage the insect population in London. So I immediately had to click on that, find more about it, find the article that where that person got the post to inspire from, and it was fascinating. So there's a pathway for bees that will be formed in 22 meadows sown through parks and green spaces in the northwest part of the capital of London. It'll be in time for summer, so this is happening now in 2019 in the spring. It just happened. It just started, but it's supposed to be ready. Actually, now that it's June when we're recording this, it might even be ready now. I was trying to find some updates, but I haven't quite found it yet. It's really cool. So I think we all know we've talked about bees in past cool sheets before, but of course there's colony collapse disorder. There's the shortages of bees everywhere around the world. And there's all kinds of different factors that attribute to this, pesticides and global warming and many different things. Even scientists are kind of back and forth on the root cause. But one of them is definitely wildflowers and just they don't have as many natural habitats as they used to. And what the thing about like global warming and insecticides and things like that, sometimes that can feel a little too overwhelming. Like, what can I do to stop Monsanto or pesticides and things like that? But planting wildflowers is a really easy way that anybody could do it. And this group, you know, ended up planting tons all over 22 different meadows. So it's super inspiring, definitely worth checking out. And that is the 7-mile bee corridor in London.
That is so awesome. I love that. You know what is extra cool about that is that and what's really funny is I dug up some of my grass this year, just this spring, and I planted wildflowers there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you getting some bees?
They're coming up, and they haven't bloomed yet.
Cool.
So I planted them in the wrong place. They need more sun. But anyway, yes, it's such a great idea for people to do that. But I love that they made it a corridor. I mean, that they thought about that, like not just having pockets, which is also great, but that they created a path. That's wonderful.
Yeah, because I have read before that a lot of the times when bees are going from plants to the hive, they get tired, they need places to kind of rest and fuel up even. So these wildflowers, not only do they have more sources for pollen, but they can also, you know, if they have to go a mile to get their source, then they might not be able to get back. Or this is creating shorter versions for them to fly and go to, and just more bees. I like it.
Yeah.
I like everything about it.
So. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, my next cool sheet. So this is something I don't think I ever thought I would talk about, but it has risen to the occasion. So this is a hotel chain. I guess it's a small chain, and it's called Stay Pineapple. And so this is, I would highly recommend if you ever go to a big city. So that is where I have stayed in them now at this point several times. And so they're just in a few. They're in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, San Diego, Boston, New York City, and Chicago. And so I think, so I travel pretty often for work to go to conferences, and they end up being in these bigger cities, which some of us occasionally have to do. And every time I've stayed in hotels, they've always had the same kind of vibe, at least if you're staying in a hotel that's affordable. So they have kept it affordable, but they've also just layered in this cool vibe, I guess is the best way I can say it. And also they do, I'm a sucker for duvets and that European style, and they have this whole, their tagline is like, sleep naked, and they're like, you know, we have these duvets and they're so awesome, and they are. It is so, their beds are so comfy, the duvets, it's just lovely. So it's great to stay there. But they make it so that not only are the prices affordable, but I feel like the workers there are on board with that. And here's a great example. So I went up to Seattle to stay, and they have a parking garage there that some, I don't know, $50 a day or something like that to leave your car there. And I wanted to just leave my car and then just use public transit, going around and walking. And the person working there said, okay, this is really expensive. This is what you want to do. There's a street there. Da, 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 da. He told me what to do. And I ended up spending for these 3 days $6 on parking instead of $150 on parking. So they're just super helpful. They're cool. It's worth looking into if you're going to these cities. Stay Pineapple.
Shoo, shoo. Cool name, too.
I know. They're all little
pineapples. Like, it makes you want to know what's going on there.
Yes.
I want to know more.
Yes.
Sometimes the name's so offbeat that you can't remember it, but
yeah.
Stay Pineapple. I like that. So do they have pineapple? Is that what you're anywhere
I,
around?
No.
It,
they,
no.
I mean, all they got, I, a, they
I
give
wonder
you.
What the story is between that name.
I don't know.
Huh.
Luggage tags are pineapples, like they're the logo's there, but I don't know why.
That's cool. I like it.
It's probably, I mean, I'm totally guessing. You know, it's like, hang out, pineapple, have your, I don't know, your tropical drink. I mean, that's where my mind goes, of course.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Yeah, kind of that mindset of just being on vacation and relaxing.
Chill out.
I get that. Yeah. It's really cool. And yeah, when you travel a lot, where you stay, even if you're not there very long, but just having a really nice place makes a big difference for sure.
Yeah. And my kids have come with me and they're like, oh, can we stay at a Stay Pineapple again? I mean, they love it. The lobbies are great. They'll have, you know, chess sets and games sitting out, and it's all like, and it's also funky, and I don't know. It's cool.
It's very cool. I've been out of town for the last 3 or 4 days, and I was staying at a really nice hotel. It was actually by Hilton, but it was kind of a different version of Hilton. It was just interesting. But I thought about you because they had a saline swimming pool, which was really cool.
Oh, nice.
So I've never seen that in a hotel.
No, that's fabulous.
Non-chlorine-based swimming pool. And I only found out about it is because I was listening to someone that was also staying there, and he brought it up and said, oh, yeah, we've been swimming every day. My kid loves it. And the fact that it's non-chlorine is amazing. And this is so great. And I was like, whoa. And yeah, it just makes a big difference when you have a really nice place to come home to.
Yeah.
Home away from home. So.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. My next cool sheet is a podcast, and I feel like I haven't done a podcast in a while, but it probably has been just not that long. But this podcast, I love the way this starts out. So the creator, Josh Block, and it's called Uncover Escaping Nexium. But Josh talks about how his friend, him and his friend Sarah have been friends since they were 2 years old. They grew up together. They were great friends, but they kind of lost touch, as usually people do once they were in their teenagers or early 20s. They lost touch, but they 15 years later, they saw each other again back in their hometown when they were both visiting, and immediately rekindled this friendship. And he was like, you know, they're catching up, and he's like, oh, I work at CNBC. And she goes, oh, I just left a cult, and kind of just let it sit there. And of course, he works for CNBC, so he's an investigator of these things. And he's like, what's that? And she talks about this cult that she just left. And it's called Nexium. It's spelled N-X-I-V-M, like the Roman numerals, but it's pronounced Nexium. And it calls itself a humanitarian community. Experts call it a cult. And this, I think it's only 7 episodes, and then they have a couple bonus episodes. And in fact, one just got released in May 2019. And it's just this world. Cults fascinate me and already. Like the fact, and this, like Sarah, she was very, very smart, very successful. You know, knew, felt like she should have known better, but for 12 years she was involved in this group, and she just thought it was like this life coaching and developing all these really interesting ways to look at life and live your life. And she recruited people, and now she feels really bad because she got branded. It's like this sex cult thing by this guy, Keith Raniere, who they call Vanguard, who he claims he's the, you know, hyper intelligent 200 IQ. The trial is actually going on now, and a lot of these people, he's facing like 15 counts of sex slaves and espionage and all these different things. But definitely check out Escaping Nexium.
Wow, that's fascinating. At first, when you started talking, I was thinking, oh, this reminds me of Habitat, but then it doesn't.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme and a self-help.
Wow.
But it got big celebrities like Allison Mack, who was in Smallville, was one of the main leaders of it. So it reminds me kind of like Scientology, only even darker, because the things that he did, like this they created this branch just for women, and that was the one that got branded. And she thought it was developed by one of the women leaders of the group of Nexium, but it ended up, it was also Keith's brain child, and later fueled kind of his sex slave type part of his life. And yeah, she got branded. She talks about the branding process, and it, you know, it's like a hot poker. And she still has it. And then she noticed when she looked at it that it's his initials from a certain angle, but the way that it's orientated, it doesn't look like that until you like flip it on its side. So super creepy. That's actually one of the things that kind of got her out. But her and her husband were into it.
Whoa.
I mean, it was their whole lifestyle. I mean, like cults often are. You know, it became their entire life. And
did they live there? Was it a place?
It wasn't a living quarters, but they always went to conferences and different. Mm. And they essentially did. Yeah, it was a lifestyle as far as you checked in all the time. When she joined this women's group, they had to be basically on call at a moment's notice. So when your master or whatever they called the lead person texts you, you had to be within 1 minute respond that you're ready to do whatever they want. And so they would do it at like 2 a.m, 4 a.m, in the middle of a meeting, whatever, didn't matter. And they would constantly test you, and you had to pass, and you would have to be at their beck and call at any time and then go back. And you would have to send them damaging pictures of yourself and admit to your deepest, darkest things, sometimes even false, but you would. One gal said that she was a prostitute. She wrote this big, giant letter, said she was a prostitute. This was a letter to her parents, including pictures of her naked and all kinds of different things that you then give to them and they keep. So if you ever defect, they release these to your parents or the internet or whatever. I mean, it is crazy stuff, but the fact these super smart people, you know, get into this thing. That's the fascinating part with cults that just is mind-boggling to me, because it isn't like it just preys on, you know, poverty-stricken, you know, people that need that are in compromising situations. But of course, they become their financial situation, because they're always donating, like a lot of cults. They're always donating like all of their money, and a lot of them file for bankruptcy and it destroys their life. It's just, it's crazy. But it this deep dive really is interesting of her story of how she broke free.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm just sitting
stuff.
Here.
This, I know. I could talk about it forever.
Oh, this whole time you're talking, I'm just like, my jaw's on the floor and my eyes are like saucers and I'm just... Oh, God.
Yeah, it's wild. Ooh. And the fact that, you know, her defecting kind of started, it wasn't the only factor, but it kind of just started this, them getting more and more attention and getting Keith now, you know, on trial. Yeah. And everybody else around him who was staunch supporters, like the top five people, have all pleaded guilty. And now he's basically by himself and he's getting sentencing. I think it's happening now. Like I said, I don't think it's finished. I couldn't find it right this morning, but because I keep trying to get it updated.
Yeah.
But I noticed after I listened to it, then it was in the news, because the court was starting to happen as that, you know, of course they perfectly timed their podcast where it ended right when the court case was starting. And
yeah.
It was, so if you can listen to it, if you're listening now, listen as soon as you can, if you want to hear the story and then hear about it, because then all of a sudden you'll like, oh yeah, I do hear it on the news. Right now, it's, since it's a weird word, Nexium, you wouldn't really remember it when you hear about it, little blurbs on CNN or wherever.
Yeah, no, I would think it was like a startup tech company or something.
yeah, exactly. And all the videos have been since taken offline, but I think if you YouTube, you can still find videos of Keith, and he's this real kind of sheepish, kind of nerdy looking guy with kind of almost like a mullet and glasses. But, you know, when he talks, you can see, like, most cult leaders do have a certain amount of charisma, which attracts people, smart people, to them. And even that I'm fascinated by. And watching even more than when he's talking, but watching, because the video that I saw was with Allison Mack, watching her reaction to everything. I mean, it's like every word he says, she's just entranced. Like, to see someone that's just, I mean, because as far as she's concerned, he's basically Jesus. You know, these cult leaders think that they're, you know, out of this world and, you know, above humans. And it's just, it's so crazy.
Wow. The epitome of brainwashing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Woo. All right. Time for my cool sheet. My last cool sheet. Wow. How did that happen? Okay. This is an article and it's called The Next 10 Eclipses Around the World. And these are specifically full solar eclipses. So anyone who was lucky enough to be in the United States in 2017 along the path, you were, talk about Jesus, like you saw God or whatever you want to say, like it was a moment of bliss. Yeah, so, and that's what happens. So there are eclipses happening all around the world all the time, actually, and people see them and then they become eclipse chasers. And so I am sure all of these coming up eclipses are being followed by all those people. And so there's this article that is essentially mapping them all out, these ones that are happening for the next 10 years. They tend to happen about every 18 months or so. A lot of times they are in remote parts of the world. but these are mostly you can get to them. And one of them is happening in July 2019, very soon at the time of this recording. That will be in Chile and Argentina. And then again in December of 2020, it will be in more southern part of Chile and Argentina. So that's pretty cool for the Chileans and Argentinians and anyone who's traveling that way. Then again in the United States, we get one in April of 2024. And that one's going to start in Mexico and it's going to go up through Texas and span Indiana and up through Canada. So that will be another awesome one. It will be in April, so a little bit sketchier in terms of the weather, but maybe if you go down more south, you'll be safer. In August 2026, there's one in Iceland and Spain. This one I'm the most excited about. It's in August of 2027. It's going to go through the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt. And this one, it's going to be almost 7 minutes long at the longest part. So anyway, super fun to check out this article, The Next 10 Eclipses Around the World.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Is the one happening that you talked about in South America, is that the Patagonia?
Mm-hmm.
There's the big party. And Garrett, our friend Garrett, who's been on Cool Sheets, just got his tickets. And it's funny because a couple days I was talking about, I was looking at the website,
yes,
and was like, oh my gosh. And I remember after the solar eclipse here, we talked about,
yes,
you know, oh my God, we want to be eclipse chasers and
yes,
how amazing it is. Because, yeah, it is just, if you ever have a chance to check that out, we were super lucky because we had this one right in our backyard.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, just, I don't know if I would have done it if I didn't have it happening right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it has, yeah, I want to be a chaser. And I was thinking about getting tickets to this. Yeah, it's in December. Yeah, so it's the December one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And of course, the cool thing about this party experience, the Patagonia gathering, they call it, is they make it a big event. So Garrett and Sarah went to the one that was in Eastern Oregon. And it's almost like Burning Man,
yeah,
built around the eclipse,
right,
which I just love. It's that kind of collective effervescence
yeah,
that I talked about. And this, you know, shared experience would make it even cooler. I mean, we had a really cool experience because we had, what, maybe five or so friends that
yeah,
went up on a top of a hill or a, and watched it, but I can't imagine, like, with a giant group,
oh my
like
gosh,
thousands of people doing this and doing
yeah,
all kinds of other things before and after. Oh
yes,
my gosh, like, I really, December 2020 would be really hard for me, but oh, I want to do it so bad. It looks so
I know,
cool.
I know. I actually,
oh
I did right after ours, I looked into the July 2019
oh,
one
uh-huh,
that's about to happen.
Yeah.
And it just, combination of money and
yeah,
the ticket, like just flying there in the
right,
summertime and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
And also, it's winter there now, and so I was a little bit concerned about, you know, weather and stuff.
Right.
But,
and
anyway,
I wonder if that's why the big party's the one in December.
I'm sure. Yes.
Because it's probably
summer
for them and a lot better chance of, yeah, high visibility and just – we'll put a link to this website
yeah,
too, because if you are interested and want to check it out, their website's great. They did a little video, I believe, of what's to come.
Yeah.
And it's just – it's going to be mind-expanding for
mm-hmm,
sure. Like I said, the eclipse itself is worth it, but then all the things that they're going to do before and after, I think, are
yes, –
yeah, if you like that kind of stuff, I think it is worth checking out. Yeah, I don't know if I can go in December, so tough, but boy, it would be cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll have to maybe just live through Garrett's.
I know. Well, and there is that other one will be in the United States.
Oh, that's right. Although the one you said in Egypt?
I'm there. I'm so there.
Gosh.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. And I want to go to that area anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
Not to Egypt. I've been to Saudi Arabia, but
yeah,
not there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Whew.
And that gives us a little time to
yes,
start saving now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. My last cool sheet is a company, and it's called Terramera, I think. And it's terramera.com. And their vision is to create a safer and healthier home Their vision is to a safer and healthier home and environment. And they produced plant-based natural replacements to synthesizers and chemical pesticides. So I was immediately intrigued of this company because I am a big anti-pesticides and things like that. And the fact that they do this plant-based and it still produces just as good a results, if not better, than chemicals that are harmful was super intriguing to me. And they use machine learning and AI technology alongside bioinformation and green chemistry to create organic products made from plants. So how cool does that sound? It sounds really complicated too, but their website has tons of different resources. Their mission also is to kind of decrease human use of synthesized chemical pesticides by 80% by 2027, which is really great. 30% of chemical pesticides will be banned by 2020. So this is definitely something that needs to happen, you know, as the chemicals are finally getting banned, which is great. But there are crops and there are things that need to still produce high yields. So I know that they have to use something. So the fact that they're now getting more and more alternative resources is really important. They've raised $22 million by some different venture capitalists and things like that. And they've won numerous awards in innovation and clean tech. So that is great. They have agricultural products. So it's called Rango, which is really funny. But it is a fungicide, insecticide, miticide, and growth regulator and antifeedant. All in one. So that's mind-boggling how it can do all of these things all in one thing based off of plants. They also have bed bug treatment for consumer products. They also have soap and shampoo and conditioner and skin treatment and toothpaste. And then they have a professional bed bug product for professional use only. So really cool. Check out Terramera. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that is how you should say it.
Sounds good.
It's a really cool, catchy way to say it.
This is so great. I mean, I love it. And then I also love that it's kind of you've taken us full circle on this show because my very first cool sheet was all about fundamental research that everything you just talked about, all this stuff is they figured out that technology because of all the work people have done before them on the fundamental understanding. How can you extract plants and how can you do these reactions and get these amazing things? So that's awesome.
Yeah. And for not knowing what you were going to talk about. How
yes,
about that? The
I
magic
know.
Of this podcast.
I know. We do that every time, though. It's so great.
It is cool. But yeah. And, you know, AI gets a lot of flack of how it's going to take over the world and destroy humanity. But I love reading kind of that good news theory, too, of good, you know, looking at the good side of things and how AI is being used for really amazing breakthrough alternatives to other things that are good for the environment or humans.
Yeah.
So I love reading about the good parts of AI for sure.
Reading. Good job.
I did it once. That's it. I'm good for the week.
All right. Let's go watch a video now. Hey?
Yeah, let's watch.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Cool Sheets. You can find out more about all the cool sheets we listed by going to our website, coolsheets.cool, and looking for the links.
That's coolsheets.cool. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Leave comments for us on Facebook or email us at info@coolsheets.cool. Bye.